This is the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 20.
So one of the first things I do is I do a market analysis report. I figure out what's going on in the areas. Where are all of the transactions happening? What types of deals are people buying and so forth? So I do all of that.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Prepare to dive into the minds of real estate's heavy hitters and gain the cutting-edge expertise you need to scale and grow your real estate empire. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Alex Pardo. I want to welcome you back to another Flip Empire Masterclass show here. I'm excited because I got my friend Domar Cross on the line here. And before I bring Domar on, I just want to tell you a little bit about our relationship, I think, and how it's going to benefit you on this podcast call. So I got to know Domar probably about a handful of years ago. We were at a joint venture networking conference in Vegas. And he's someone I've maintained contact with throughout the years. And about a year and a half ago, he had reached out to me. He knows that we have built a team here in the South Florida area. We're doing a lot of deals. And Domar wanted to expand out and start investing virtually in different markets. And Miami was one of the areas he was really interested in. So long story short, we actually worked it out where Domar was going to take care of the marketing. He was going to be driving leads into our funnel here. And then our team is responsible for processing the leads, basically closing deals. And we've been working together for about a year to year and a half, and we've been able to close around 11, 12 deals up until this point. And I bring that up because, you know, part of what we're going to cover on today's masterclass is how Domar has been able to successfully automate his business to the point where he's only investing virtually now. He lives in Fort Myers, Florida, and he's not only wholesaling virtually, but he's also running rehabs virtually. So I think you're going to get a lot of value out of the content that he's going to share. Having said that, man, Domar, I want to make sure you can hear me and you're on here.
Hey, Alex, I am here and I can hear you great. Can you hear me?
Yep, fantastic, man. So listen, I'd love to just jump right into it here. If you can maybe take a minute, tell us a little bit about how you got started in this business, where your business is at today. And then what I really want to dive into is how have you been able to automate your business that allows you to close deals virtually, not only wholesale deals, but also rehab deals?
Sure. So again, my name is Domar Cross. I am an active investor in the Florida market. Yeah, I've been doing this. This year makes 12 years now that I've been investing in real estate, Alex. I got started when I was a junior in college. I went to the University of South Tampa in Tampa, Florida. And that's where I got the real estate bug. I read a book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad that didn't really give me step-by-step steps on how to get started, but it opened up my eyes to the possibilities and opportunities that were available to someone like myself with little to no cash on how to get started in this business. So I jumped right in head first, made a lot of failures and mistakes along the way, but I ended up having a really successful career, you know, with lots of bumps and bruises along the way, but I've been able to learn a lot in this business and grow my business to the point where it is today. My company today is called 3-Day Cash Buyers. I started that entity back in May of 2011. My first month back in the business, I maybe did one deal. The second month, it was seven deals. And then we've never slowed down ever since. If you look on public records in my target market, which is located 2.5 hours away from where I live, which is my first and primary market, you know, back in that year when I got back into the business, you see that we were one of the number one buyers of real estate in that market until the big hedge funds came in and messed up my whole story.
Yeah, I hear that, man.
But, you know, so that's what we were able to do. And I do it all completely virtual. Now, it did not start out that way in the very beginning. You know, again, my primary market, my first one, is located 2.5 hours away. So I had to drive to that market 2 to 3 times per week, every week. And, you know, Alex, I'm a family guy like yourself. I love my family. I hate being away from my family. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll fly out of town and fly back the same day just because I get homesick.
I can relate, dude.
So I hated that, you know, 2 to 3 trips that I was making per week just to go look at houses, inspect them, negotiate deals, and so forth. So there was no course that taught me how to set up my business the way I knew I wanted it to be set up. So I had to figure it out on my own. So I spent about a good year figuring that out. And today, my business, we do everything from wholesaling, rehabbing, and holding properties. And we do quite a few of those deals every single month in multiple markets throughout Florida, completely virtually. Alex, I don't have to talk to the sellers. I don't talk to the agents. I don't talk to the buyers. I don't personally inspect any of these houses that I'm buying. Most of them are bought sight unseen. I'm not managing any of the marketing campaigns. I'm not signing any documents or any contracts when it's time to make offers. And we do about 200 to 300 of those per month. I'm not showing up to closing to sign any documents to get paid. I'm not involved in any of that process. And you mentioned it on the call too, is even with rehabbing, the houses that we rehab, at one point I was rehabbing 2 to 3 houses per week and then selling those houses on TV, auction style. Well, I was not involved in any of that process either. Most of my systems and processes were either automated or outsourced to really good people, a great team of people. And even when you have a great team of people, you still have to have the right systems and processes for them to implement to be able to have the type of operation that we have. So, and the great thing about this too, Alice, is we can scale this to whatever level we want. I choose to do it at the level we are at right now because I wanted more so to have a certain lifestyle of freedom. You know, what most of us get into this business for in the first place is most of us get into this business for the lifestyle and the freedom that we realize is possible. So while a lot of us realize what's possible because they see people like you and myself, you know, closing deals, making great money, they've read books, they've, you know, watched TV shows and see other people doing it, they realize it's possible, right? They read books and go to seminars and so forth, but most people can't actualize it. And the few that do, they still get themselves another job, you know, it's because they don't have the right systems in place. They don't have a systems dependent business. So I knew that that's the type of business I wanted. And because I was able to create that for myself, I now get to spend more time with my family and not have to be involved in the day-to-day operations of the business. So I can scale it as much as I want to or drop it in any market I choose, but I wanted to first map out and my exact, you know, dream lifestyle first and build my business around that. And when you do it like that, you realize you don't have to work as hard as you think you do to make the income to live the dream lifestyle that you want. So that's what I've been able to create for myself, my family, and my business. And now I teach other people how to do it as well.
You know what, man? I love it. And you know, I want to touch on something that you just mentioned at the end. And you talked about first starting with the end in mind. And I think so many people missed the boat on create a vision for your life first. Start with that. What do you want your lifestyle to look like? And then go out and build a business that serves and supports that lifestyle. I think, Domar, you'd probably agree that so many people, they jump into the business because they want to make X amount of dollars, but they don't keep in mind what kind of lifestyle do they want to have? You know, do they want to work 60, 70, 80 hours a week and have a job? Or do they want to actually build a business that serves them and supports the lifestyle they want? So I think what you said right there is so critical to not only starting a business, but whatever part of the journey you're in, go back and start and think about, is the time that you're spending on your business, is it supporting and giving you the lifestyle you want? Because if not, you need to start with the end in mind. So I definitely appreciate you sharing your story and that you brought that up, because I think it's a critical component that's often overlooked. So dude, dialing it back, how were you able to do this? I think people definitely understand the importance of systems and automation, right? But few people have been able to do it the way you've been able to do it, where not only are you virtually, investing virtually, but you're doing wholesale deals, rehab deals. You know, you talked about selling properties on TV through auction style. Like, how have you been able to set up your business where you don't have to be involved in the day-to-day operations? And then how can people take that and implement it in their business?
Sure. So the first thing that I did when I realized I did not want to do this anymore and there had to be more, you know, a more efficient way of doing this, the first thing I did, Alex, was I sat down and I started creating a mind map of my entire business. And that mind map took me about a good 2 months to create, because every time I thought I was completed or I was finished with it, I remembered, oh yeah, I also do this in this part of the business. So I also do this. So it took me a good 2 months to really map out my entire business. And what I mean by that is I sat down and said, okay, what are all the things that I have to do? If I entered into a brand new marketplace, what are all of the things that I have to do step by step in order to buy a deal? And then I mapped out all of the things that I have to do when it comes time to sell a deal. So for example, when it comes time to buy a deal, when I enter into a brand new market, because we're about to enter into Jacksonville, Florida next. And so these are the first things I do is I first do a market analysis on the area. Most people go blind when they start, you know, investing in real estate. They just do, you know, blanket the whole market with marketing, and they just don't know what they're doing. It's like the Wild Wild West. They don't know what they're doing. They're just spinning their wheels and just, you know, kicking up a lot of dust and no results. So I'm very meticulous in detail on how I do that. So one of the first things I do is I do a market analysis report. I figure out what's going on in the areas. Where are all of the transactions happening? What types of deals are people buying and so forth? So I do all of that. Then I back into my numbers. Okay, how many deals do I want to do in this marketplace? What kind of marketing is it going to require to be able to accomplish that goal? And here's all of the different marketing strategies that we're going to implement. And how do I get those marketing strategies implemented where I don't have to do it? Mm-hmm. And then when the deals and leads start to come in, who handles that? How does that what does that process look like? And so basically, I just mapped out everything. And then once I mapped out everything from buying the house to the selling to the funding to the closing, inspections, rehab, and everything, I then looked at, I broke it down to smaller segments. Okay, well, I can't remove myself from the entire business in one day or in a week or a month, but I can start removing myself from certain parts at a time. So how do I put either a software or a person in place to either remove myself from this specific task or automate this process? And that's what I started to do bit by bit. So that's what I would encourage everyone else to do is, you know, take a look at your business, whether you're just getting started in real estate, you know, first put a plan together. What do you envision? What type of goals do you see yourself accomplishing in this business? Put together a SMART goal, and then you map it out. And then, you know, when you map it out of what it's going to take to get there, just put it all on paper and figure out what it's going to take to remove yourself from all of those, you know, responsibilities. Now, if you're just getting started out, you may not be able to remove yourself right away. Some people may need to make some, you know, put some cash in the bank first to do certain things, and that's okay. But some of you that are maybe more experienced investors, because Alex, I belong to some mastermind groups, and some of these guys are way, way smarter than me, right? They're doing some amazing things. But then when I get up to talk about some of the things that I've been able to do to automate my business, they're like, oh my God, how did you do this? How did you do that? And so
yeah.
Even if you're experienced, I'm sure there's some things that you can do to, you know, look at your own business right now and see if your time is best spent on doing other things as opposed to what you might be doing right now. And then figure out how you can either put a system, a software, or a person in place to remove yourself from doing that specific task or responsibility. So I've been able to create what I call proven replicatable systems, Alex, where I can basically pick up these systems and put it in any market I choose and have that system and process run for me.
So give me an example. Give me an example of like what a particular system looks like for you. Like you talked about marketing, right? And that's lead generation is a, you know, a common challenge that I hear from a lot of investors out there. It's everybody wants more leads. They want to, you know, they want more opportunities. They have a challenge with consistent deal flow. Why don't we, and this is a perfect opportunity to kind of tackle what's working for you from a marketing standpoint. And at the same time, maybe if you can give us an example of what your marketing lead generation system looks like, because again, I think it's one thing for people to hear, to have systems in place and then figure out if you can have a software technology or a person run that system. But when you say system, what does that look like? Are you talking about an actual standard operating procedure, a step-by-step? Are you talking about a video? Give us an example of your marketing lead generation system, for example, that you might be launching in like a new market like Jacksonville.
Sure. So before we enter into any market, one of the first things that I do when we start to look for our field, you know, team in that market is we share with them our SOPs, our standard operating procedures. That is one of the things that I did when I was going through the process of mapping out my business was I started to also create standard operating procedures or SOPs for every specific task and responsibility in my business. So when it comes to marketing, let's say we were marketing to find deals off the MLS. Well, there's a process for that. And so we created a step-by-step guide for our internal team that teaches them, here's what you have to do. Here's how you need to do it. Here's the systems and software you use to be able to implement that to make these offers faster and more efficiently. So we use software to make between 200 and 300 offers per month, every single month. There's someone that operates that. There's a process on how to do it. And we can scale that to whatever level we need to because of that process. Then we also have bird dogs or prospectors. I like to call them prospectors. Mm-hmm. One of my biggest ways of finding leads and on a consistent basis with zero marketing costs out of my pocket is I teach other people that are looking for an opportunity on, to make money. I teach other people how to work with my team, my company, to find me properties that I can buy based on my criteria in a certain marketplace. And I spend a lot of time, creating all of the marketing training and so forth for them. And I only had to do that one time, but I spent all the time creating all of the marketing materials and training for these people where I just give that to them. They follow the strategies that I teach in those marketing trainings, and they go out and spend their time, money, and effort finding deals for me. The things that you and I, Alex, should be doing ourselves in our business, like marketing ourselves, direct mail, bandit signs, you name it, and making offers on MLS, whatever your strategy is, I teach other people how to do that for me as well and do it effectively, where they spend their time, money, and effort finding me deals. And so I also have a software that I created to help me automate that entire process as well, where I can recruit, train, and build a large team of bird dogs in any market in the country I choose. I can literally have people joining my team within minutes or hours, and then I teach them automatically through the system how to, what qualifies someone to be a motivated seller, how to market to find these people, how to send me deals, the types of deals that I'm interested in. And then those people send me those deals or those leads. And then it's my team's responsibility now to analyze those deals, go through them, grade them, filter them, and analyze them to see which one is a deal. And I've been able to do a lot of deals every single month because of a direct result of that one system alone. In fact, we just closed a deal just this past Friday where my teammates, we grossed $17,500 on this.
Damn, love it.
Yeah, and that was, again, because of a direct result of just that one marketing strategy, leveraging a large network of bird dogs in different markets around in the state of Florida. So that's another one. And then we have direct mail campaigns. Direct mail, very simple process to implement, but there are a lot of moving parts as well. And I had to figure out, okay, how do I remove myself from that? And a perfect example is, like what we do with you, Alex, where we implement the marketing campaign. My team implements the marketing campaign in that market, and we're able to structure a great partnership with your team where we pump the marketing machine on our end, and then you guys handle the rest of it with the processes and systems that you have in place. So that's, and we, while your team does that in the Miami market for us, we also do it with other people in different markets as well, where we may follow a different process, but it's still the same thing. We have a process and a system in place just like you do, where we're able to do this on a large scale.
That's what's so amazing, man, is that you've literally been able to create multiple Domars in different markets, and you've been able to duplicate yourself, and I can speak to it firsthand because obviously you guys are sending out campaigns every week for us, and I see it. Our team is running and processing the leads, and you have somebody on your team that's taking care of the marketing, and you're involved in no part of that process other than the initial conversation that you have, and every once in a while kind of bouncing some different thoughts and ideas off of you. So I know you're the real deal, man, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on, because I think and so far you've provided just great value and content as to how you've been able to do it, and hopefully anybody listening in has kind of had their eyes opened as to what it takes to build a business. And I think the biggest thing is not to get overwhelmed. Like Domar said, this isn't going to happen overnight or in a day, but start with one process. Like map out, like Domar said, your entire business. What does every aspect of your business require? From operations to marketing and sales to finance, right? Those are the three like common buckets, if you were to look at an org chart, and then start writing your name under the different things under those departments. And then one by one, focus a certain part of your day or your week to systematize that, literally create a standard operating procedure of all the steps involved to accomplish that task. And not only that, but what does a successful outcome look like for each of those tasks? And Domar, before I move on to my next question, I know you had mentioned that you built out a software for bird dogs. And guys, I just want to let you know, I use this software when it comes to bird dogs, and I've made a lot of mistakes in the past when it comes to hiring bird dogs and placing ads for bird dogs. If you guys want to check out that tool, if you just go to flipempire.com/bird dog, you can check out more. It's a tool that Domar built out specifically to manage and train your bird dogs or your property locators, your prospectors. And so Domar, direct mail, bird dogs, are those two of the main ways that you guys are doing deals in different markets now?
Well, we still get a lot of deals from the MLS as well. So we have a whole system and process for that. Bandit signs as well. We have a system for that. And we are now getting into radio. So our radio campaign, our first radio campaign actually just started in Orlando just yesterday, actually.
Nice, man.
And which I forgot to mention that Orlando, as of yesterday, is my next brand new market. So we just opened up Orlando just yesterday. And we are now, after Orlando, we're then going to be expanding to Jacksonville. So yes, radio is one of the next marketing strategies that we are implementing, testing out, and putting a process in place for that. So those are the besides radio, because that's a brand new strategy, the main strategies that I use for marketing is making offers on the MLS consistently, bird dogs, direct mail, bandit signs. Those are the main four.
Okay, got what tools are you using? Or, you know, you talked about the software that you use for bird dogs. What other tools are you using to send out offers? And just, you know, different tools that you found in your business that have allowed you to automate certain processes?
Sure. So that's a great question. I have to actually think about these tools because I don't. My team does it.
Dude, that you've built a business where like you have no idea what's going on. I mean, and I'm kind of saying that, you know, half jokingly, obviously, but I think it's a testament to what you've built, man, that you can't even tell me the tools. And I'm saying that like in a complimentary way.
Well, yeah, my finger is still on the pulse of what's going on in the business. But yeah, a lot of times, you know, here's the funny thing. A lot of times my team would actually come, and this is the thing about hiring A-plus people that treat their role in your company. They're like, I go after rock stars, Alex, and I want people to be, you know, that are part of my organization to treat their role or their department like, you know, they're an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. Like their one department, their one job, or if they're handling marketing, for example, I want them to treat that like that's their only job, and that's like their own baby business within my business. And so a lot of times my team will come to me with ideas, or hey, why don't we use this tool? This can be more efficient. Or one of my girls recently told me, hey, I, you know, right now we're using this system and this process, but I found a way to make this even more efficient and also save you some money if we do this, and also use this tool. So a lot of times I don't always come, like while we have existing systems and processes in place, because we have rock stars on the team, I am always open-minded to someone shaking things up a bit if it can be more efficient, because every day, every week, every month, there are new tools, new softwares, new things coming out on the marketplace to make our lives easier, make things more efficient. So I honestly don't know all of the tools we're using in the business. It just takes a simple email or text message to find out, but I'm trying to remember the name of like the tool that we use for offers. I think it's called, it's Rob Swanson's system. I know that, but I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head.
I know Rob Swanson, obviously a great guy, and he really knows somebody that we'll probably have on a future masterclass. But I know Rob Swanson bought and acquired FreedomSoft about a year and a half ago. And we use Domar in our business to send out offers on the MLS. So if you guys want to check that out, just go to flipempire.com/FreedomSoft. But one of the things, Domar, that's, I'd love to actually, maybe we can end the masterclass on this, because I've noticed it's been a common theme on a few of the previous masterclass episodes we have. Like we had Dan Schwartz from Investor Fuse on, and we had Justin Wilmot. And so if you guys want to check out some of the previous masterclass, if you always go to flipempire.com/episode and that number, you know, you can always access previous interviews. And Domar, what I wanted to get your thoughts on are, hiring, you know, rock stars. I'm a huge believer in filling your business with rock stars, and that's how you're able to scale and step away from the business. Maybe we can end on this, man. What are some of your best strategies for finding these rock stars? How do you go about the process of hiring them and training them?
Sure. So, this I do know. We use a service called ZipRecruiter when it comes to to hiring people. I had to think for a minute as you were asking the question. Like, I got to remember that name of that tool that we use. And what that tool does is it helps us to syndicate our job postings out to multiple job sites at one time. So that's, first of all, one of the tools that we use when it comes to looking for talent for a certain position. And what we do is when these people start to apply, of course, we take them through a rigorous interview process. I think it's a three-step interview process that my team handles. And we also give them certain tests and sample projects to do before we bring them on board. So that's, we also have them do a video call. And we really try to find people that have the same types of beliefs, mindsets that we do. We want people that are open-minded, the people that are self-starters and take initiative. And they're just go-getters. You know, I want animals on my team. People that are hustlers, and that's the kind of people we look for. The people, like I said earlier, that are willing to be entrepreneurs in their role in our company. Mm-hmm. So we take them through a three-step interview process. It's three separate interviews where we initially we ask them basically about their background initially. Then after we go through those sets of questions with everyone, we then go through another process again where we get dive a little deeper into that process and really try to find the right candidate. I made a lot of mistakes, Alex, where I'm getting into the business. Your friends and family start to see what you're doing, to see the type of income you're making, and they want to obviously be a part of that as well. And unfortunately, your friends and your family sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes take advantage of that. They think they can be subpar and you'll be okay with that in their performances. They don't perform up to your expectations. And sometimes it's even hard for you as the business owner to reprimand or talk sternly or be tough with a family member or friend because mm-hmm. they don't take you seriously. If they're not doing something to the level that you expect, well, it's tough to have those conversations sometimes without that transitioning over into your personal life. So, and it can affect relationships. So I've done that many times. I've bought houses where I had family members live in them for free. Just to maintain my properties for me, and that didn't work out. And I've had some of my close friends and family of my my side of the family and my wife's side work on some of the houses for me. That didn't work out. I've had people help with marketing campaigns. I've had people basically in different parts of the business because they wanted an opportunity, and I didn't want to give them a handout. They wanted to work for it too, but they just weren't cut out for the job. Mm-hmm. And so I now have learned that everyone, even if you're a friend of mine, if you want an opportunity, you too have to go through this exact process like everyone else does. And I'm not the one doing it either. I also remove myself from that task and responsibility because I'm like, I put it on the person that's doing the interview and the hiring. It's like, if this person thinks you're good, then great. Nothing against you being my friend or family member, but we run a tight ship here and things are... It's very fast paced, and I'd love for you to come on board. I want to give everyone an opportunity, just like I had, to earn some income and change their lifestyle and realize what I was able to actualize for myself. So, if you can do this and get through this process, then fine. I'm happy to have you on the team. And so, right now, today, I have the opportunity to work with my brother, who is a great asset to our team, but he's the only one that has made the cut. That's what I do. That's kind of the process I go through when it comes to hiring people, hiring rock stars. We take them through a rigorous interview process to make sure they're the right fit.
As do we. And one thing before we end the call here, one thing I've realized about hiring rock stars is, you got to be slow to hire and quick to fire. And I learned that
absolutely.
I learned that from a mentor of mine, and I've made a lot of mistakes in that area. So, I think the common theme here with all these masterclasses that, I have yet to come across a person that, has been able to do, operate on a large scale and scale their business as a one-man show or them and a virtual assistant. I think it requires, building a handful of rock star team members. If your desire is to make a lot of money and really scale your business and scale up, scale down, you know, depending on your lifestyle. So
that is key. You cannot do, you know, what you do and what I do on the level we do it. It's not possible. Well, it is possible if you want to have no life.
Yeah, right.
but to really scale it and still maintain the lifestyle that we all want from this business, you definitely have to have a great team. Or, you know, like me, I like partners as well. I love partnerships. So in a lot of the markets I go into, I also have a partner in that market where we work hand in hand together in implementing some of the things that we do. So I love partnerships also.
Cool, buddy. Well, listen, man, in about 45 seconds or so, let's put a bow on this entire podcast interview. What's the one thing that anybody listening in, you would advise them? Take this one piece of advice and implement it and you'll see results fairly quickly. Can you kind of boil down our entire conversation to one main action item that they can go out and implement in their business to see success?
Sure, absolutely. You know, I see it all the time. You know, Alex, the three major challenges that most investors face when they get started in this business, or even some that are currently doing deals in real estate, the three major challenges that most people face is generating a consistent source of leads, finding buyers for their deals, and getting funding for their deals. But, you know, generating a consistent source of leads seems to be the number one challenge that most investors, have a difficulty doing and on a consistent basis. So my number one action item and strategy that I would encourage people to do is, you know, pick one marketing strategy and perfect that one thing. You know, set aside a marketing budget and a budget that you can commit to for the next 3 to 6 months. Then pick one specific marketing strategy that you want to implement and then commit to that strategy for at least 3 months and be consistent with it. Don't expect to possibly close a deal on your very first campaign. And if it doesn't happen, well, you quit and this isn't working. No, you pick one strategy and you have to be consistent with most marketing campaigns, regardless of what it is, radio, bandit signs, direct mail, you have to be consistent. You may not see your first deal on the very first campaign. So set a marketing budget together, pick a marketing strategy, commit to that strategy for at least 3 months, commit to it, and just get started. Just get started. You know, there's no magic pill to this business. You know, this business is a very simple business, but it does take work, and nothing works unless you do. You know, as your guys know that they have to see it, believe it, map it, and execute it. And if you're able to do those four things, I think that you will see results very quickly.
There you go, man. Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing that. Well, listen, man, let's end on this. Where can people reach out to you if they want to find out, you know, more about your business and just how you've been able to kind of automate and scale the operation that you have that has allowed you to, you know, design this lifestyle and operate a virtual business?
Sure. They can hit me up at prospectmaster.com or on my Facebook page, facebook.com/DomarCross. DolmarCross.
Fantastic. Well, Domar, man, I know you and I, we stay in contact every couple of weeks ago, but I really appreciate you taking the time to hop on the Flip Empire show, man. Thank you for delivering great content. And to everybody listening out, again, speed of implementation is what's going to separate you from everybody else. So take what Domar has shared today and implement that one thing. Pick one marketing campaign, perfect it, systematize it, split test it, and don't get blinded by, you know, the shiny object syndrome. Focus on that one campaign. Let's get leads coming in and let's get you guys closing deals. So look forward to catching you on the next show. Talk to you soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text Empire to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.